This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Like I said, we've got a ton of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And make sure you visit our websites, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. Your choice to use that. NewCaliforniaState.com, that's NewCaliforniaState.com, or NCS51. Either one of those websites, both of them are very, very helpful. And, of course, we'll direct you to the right places to go if you want to find out about New California, the only real standing rebellion going on in the country today, I might add. Well, I mean, there's something going on in Michigan. Guess what? You know, this rebellion against this one-world order group of folks, including Nancy Pelosi and her ilk, is going to spread. You know, it's just sort of natural. I think today the president is going to lay down some frameworks, not for rebellion, but for just rebuilding the economy and stopping these people dead in their tracks, if you know what I mean. Plus, you know, you never know what might come out in terms of announcements. We've already been hearing about what's going on with some of the grand jury situations. Yesterday, we broke the story that people have been, a grand jury has been impaneled by John, we call him the Bull Durham. Yeah, Durham has impaneled a grand jury. Of course, we're finding out slowly, drip, 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 some of the results of that. And, you know, I think that's it's a sign of things to come. Plus, what is our military doing south of the border? That's another big thing out there. A lot of people not following that one, but our military has been deployed in the Eastern Pacific and, of course, in the Western Caribbean, trying to stop, quote, the drug cartels and all the fentanyl coming in from China. You know, it's kind of an interesting situation. You have deep state China working with the cartels and the Vatican, basically, to bring in fentanyl and bring in human beings. Because, you know, after all, trading in human flesh and slavery is the big money maker. Just ask Paul Ryan. Wow. Now, that's just kind of going a leap now, isn't it? But it's true. You have to ask Paul Ryan about his hands. Are they bloody with all the human trafficking business of the cartel? You know, Paul Ryan, now he's with Fox News, I might add, which what could possibly go wrong there with Paul Ryan, who's been so complicit in making sure that various organizations get billions of dollars from the United States Treasury so that they can help support human trafficking. That's called slave trading. It's called slaving. And, of course, what about all these little children and all the other things that go along with it? But that's Paul Ryan. He's now with Fox News. I just thought I'd throw that one in there as a little bit of a gambit because you have to get kind of the lay of the land out here about what the real land looks like and about what's behind these news agencies. I mean, everybody says, gee, Fox has turned left. Well, Fox turned left a long time ago. You just didn't catch it. And a little wonder why with people like Paul Ryan on the board. So that's just, they have good people. Don't get me wrong. I love Charles Payne. And all these, I love the business side of it. I love many of the people on the other side of it, but they're being very restricted, of course, because it's all the hype and hoopla about the COVID-19 scam, which is really what it is. We called it out the first week it was out. Like, what? None of the numbers made any sense then. They still don't make any sense now. You had somebody like de Blasio say, well, we got about 4,000 people who died of other things besides the coronavirus. It was, heart attacks and things like that. But, you know, it's okay. It all happened in the time of the pandemic. So we're going to say that these 3,800 people or whatever many, 36, I think it was the number, 3,600 people that, we couldn't really pin it originally on the virus, but, you know, now we are. So we're going to lump it up. So, you know, from 6,000 now to 10,000 people have died from the virus in New York City. That's his claim. I mean, you know, any way you die, I guess, is okay with them, right? Put it on the death certificate. Yeah, and then, by the way, where are all the funerals? They kind of left that part out, right? No one has a funeral. You see big trenches being dug in New York City for all those people who... Now, listen, by the way, these mass graves have been around for a long time. You know, so they've got pictures of that, right? So you see how the scam is going? It's going really well, isn't it? How's Tedros doing? And what did the president do yesterday? He defunded the World Health Organization. That's called a clue because the president does not believe any of his statements. Does not believe anything coming from the World Health Organization because they're all lies. And of course, Bill Gates. Now we hear that Lindsey Graham. I couldn't believe this. Well, actually, I can believe it. Said that the guy who should be in charge of the World Health Organization is Bill Gates. Well, I guess Lindsey just cut his own legs out from underneath him as a senator with any credibility with that. Bill Gates, number one guy with the vaccines, number one guy who wants to, well, depopulate the planet, and Lindsey Graham's all on board with it. Apparently, Lindsey did not get the memo about Bill Gates, he's getting the money from Bill Gates, maybe. So he's buying support in the Senate with Bill Gates to become the person that's going to be in charge of the World Health Organization. And I would hope the president doesn't like that idea. That would be a disaster for the world. That would be. Absolutely. There's no negotiating with these monsters because they're monsters. They don't like America. They don't like the United. They don't like you. And they're going to do everything they possibly can. This is like, we just have to have this blunt conversation. These people are going to do everything they possibly can to destroy this country and destroy you. This is an all-out assault, no matter how you look at it, from coast to coast, north to south. These people are here. They're here to destroy you and I. I know. I'm talking tough this morning. I've had a pot of coffee. We're now on pot deux. Pot deux, the second pot of Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. Okay. Anyway, a lot of other things going on, as that you're going to find out. We are going to spend some time on the Oroville Dam. I know people have been wondering about that because, you know, when we put up our website, we put up our stories, it tells us how many people are clicking on to each one of the stories. And, of course, the Oroville Dam one gets just tons of hits on it. We understand that. So we're going to try and bring you up to date because, yes, the lake is filling up. Yes, it is. And it's now above the bottom of the gates. So, I mean, if you're following along with the Oroville Dam, you understand what we're talking about with the gates there. And those of you that are in Oroville and downstream from the dam, you need to be worried and you need to have your plan to get out. Did you know that there's no emergency plans that have been articulated with the public? They have emergency plans and only the top people know about it. You and John Q. Public don't know about it in California. Now, when you go to another state and they have hurricanes, they've got exit plans. They've got everybody kind of knows the drill. But no, you can't know the drill if there's an emergency at the Oroville Dam. They took down all the sirens and whalers at all the different fire stations to warn you. Remember, that's what they did that about 8 or 9 years ago. In anticipation of what? Shocking. I don't know. All I do know is that in 2017, just 3 years ago, we had a problem with that dam now, didn't we? They didn't fix the problem. $2 billion later, they didn't fix the problem. And that's why we have the red flags up for the Oroville Dam. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. I'm Beck. We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Oh, boy. Let's see. What do we got here going on? 1 hour ago, said Trump set to announce reopening guidelines, Morning Joe. Really? CNN. I'm going to play this because this is going to be kind of interesting. This is I'm not going to play the whole thing. But Trump is claiming that he's got all these different authorities, right? And he does. And they don't know what the authorities are. And we covered them yesterday. You know, he signed the emergency proclamation. And also, you know, all the things that go along with that. But, you know, allowing him authorities to that nobody's ever even imagined. But, you know, he's under his authorities now. And, by the way, so did all the 50 states, right? So we know about that. Everybody's bought in on the authorities. They didn't know that they were buying it, but they need money. They're cash strapped, so they're desperate. And Trump knows that. So guess what? They're going to do as he says. This is brute force presidential policy. You know, he's being president in an emergency. And this is an emergency. I don't care what anybody says. Being restricted, being sequestered. You got, Phil Murphy out there telling us that we don't have any rights, and he's going to take them away, whatever he wants to do. You don't have a First Amendment right to pray, you know, because he is the one in charge. We're going to play that little ditty for you. Okay, so I want to listen. I just want to hear what the other team is saying, right? And so this is a clip that was done hours ago on CNN, and I want to hear it because I haven't heard it. I have it on the lineup, and I said, because I'm not a CNN kind of guy. I just can't. All right, shut up. Let's listen. Let's see if we can get through the commercial here and see if they've got this whole thing going on. Oh, we've got to do a commercial where somebody's throwing something down the toilet. Oh, shocking. How nice. It's a device that goes in your toilet, right? Okay, I'm sorry. Let's get to the story here.
You've mentioned the possibility of adjourning both chambers of Congress. Could you explain what you meant by that, sir?
Very simple. If they don't act on getting these people approved that we need because of the – we need them anyway. But we especially need now because of the pandemic. We are going to do something that will be something I'd prefer not doing, but which I should do and I will do if I have to.
So talk about what the president is threatening to do to Congress, because I didn't really mention it at this point, because to me it just seems like – such an obvious and overused move by the president, which is, you know, terrible death toll today, divert attention away from that and all the things that aren't being done or have been failed to do by lobbing a hand grenade or trying to create some new villains to rail against and pretend as if you're going to be powerful and strong.
Right, Anderson.
This is answering is Jim Acosta.
I think today the bright, shiny object that the president was dangling in front of the press corps in the Rose Garden was this little known part of the Constitution that he says would allow him to essentially unilaterally shut down the Congress so he can get his recess appointments for various nominations that he's seen languishing up on Capitol Hill. The problem with that, Anderson, is a couple of things. One is it's never been done before, and so there are constitutional scholars who are saying, hold on a second, Mr. President, what are you talking about here? The other thing is that it also depends on what happens in the Senate, which is controlled by the Republicans, and the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell just put out a statement in the last several minutes, essentially sounding cool to the idea. In one part of this statement, Anderson, the Senate Majority Leader says he's going to be working on some of these issues in terms of the president's recess appointments that he'd like to see go through, but he's going to be doing that with, working with the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. And so it sounds as if at this point Mitch McConnell is not on board with this, which probably should give a lot of Americans reason to breathe a sigh of relief tonight, Anderson.
Right. I mean, because he's the president, we all take it seriously as if it actually means something. But it's just like him saying he's going to order the governors and he's the one who determines when to reopen. As we were saying, that's not his role. He doesn't have that constitutional ability, but he dominates the news cycle for yet another.
Yes, he does have the authority to do that. Anderson Cooper is not informed.
Their night by this.
It's the narrative that they want, that he doesn't have the authority, but he does.
You know, headline that he's going to adjourn Congress in the middle of the pandemic to appoint his nominees. I mean, do the bulk of these appointments have anything to do with the urgent needs during the pandemic?
Well, he is mentioning the Director of National Intelligence. He has an acting Director of National Intelligence right now. But, Anderson, he was also harping on the Broadcasting Board of Governors and talking about, you know, the people over at Voice of America and describing them as disgusting people who do disgusting things.
That's because they're if you know anything about the Voice of America, it's a very good tool for the United States to basically talk about the United States to the rest of the world in very glowing terms. But it's been taken over by guess who? The deep state, who's now using it to bash America at any turn. The globalists are there. So Trump wants to get rid of them, naturally.
This is another sign of the president's authoritarianism that is really coming out, you know, out of the shadows to some extent during this pandemic.
Let's see. There is a pandemic going on that they say. Okay, we've shut down the economy. No emergency there, right, Jim? No emergency there. And they continue to want to shut it down based upon falsifications, basically. We're talking about Nancy Pelosi. So, and again, he's getting it wrong. This is where CNN just loses it. They're not, again, not coming up with the fact that the facts are the facts. There is a pandemic, supposedly. We've shut the world economy down. We have huge unemployment, 5.2 million people today. That's what was reported today. Yet, none of this matters to them. That's not an emergency. It's not an emergency. No, it's normal like this. You just go live your life. You no more. You can't even go out and get a haircut. And you got to put your mask on. This is the life that they want you to have.
You know, he is essentially railing against the people at Voice of America because they won't put out propaganda, you know, about his administration, saying what a wonderful job he's doing, a theme that we've heard before. But Anderson, one thing we should point out is that right now there's an acting secretary at the Department of Homeland Security. The president has had over a year now to put in place a permanent secretary of Homeland Security, and he hasn't done that at this point, and that has little to do with, you know, lawmakers not doing what he wants up on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, Jim Acosta, appreciate it. Thanks. As we...
Right. Jim Acosta, thank you. And again, they're trying to shape their narrative that he doesn't have this authority to do this. It's not the president who created the quote pandemic. It's the Chi-Coms. And he's reacted to it. And he's reacted to it brilliantly. Yet they won't say that. No, they want him to wallow in whatever falsities that they can create. So much for CNN. Well, I'm not going to go back to CNN. It's just a little bit much to take. And, of course, I actually have to say that the reporting that I've seen from Jim Acosta, this was actually a little bit better reporting for Jim Acosta. I don't know if he got spanked. He doesn't want to be spanked anymore. he's a little tired of being spanked by the president. I don't know. But it was kind of interesting to see how Jim Acosta. And, of course, they're now wanting to go onto the road. And the other part of this article, I'm not going to play it, is about vaccines. Vaccines. What about those crazy vaccines? I can't take any more of that. We're going to come back and... We're going to talk about Donald Trump and what's going to be happening here. A little bit of information from Bloomberg and others. Bloomberg Press. Not Mikey. Not little Mikey. Bring your platforms with you, brother. We'll be back. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so you want to give up your rights, correct? Right. Right. That's right. We're going to play a little bit of this. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy last night on Tucker Carlson. Now, I think this is the general attitude of local people in very liberal states. Talk about California. Of course, California has the strictest rules now. We have the few by per capita, the fewest number of victims of coronavirus out of a population of 40 million, by the way. Shocking. Yet we're playing it out to the hilt. And we're well over humps. We don't have a problem with anybody in hospitals, all this other good stuff, right? We don't have any of that going on. And so we have to have the totalitarian Nazi jackbooted thugs run around, as we have here in Northern California, taking away your rights. So, Governor Phil Murphy, which is kind of interesting, ignores the Constitution. He totally ignores the Constitution. And in this audio clip from Tucker Carlson, you're going to hear him talk about that as soon as I get the right one up here. Yeah, we'll get the right one up here. And it's stunning to me. Absolutely stunning to me, the audacity of these people to come up with basically their what's the word I'm looking for? their totalitarian mindset.
Governor of New Jersey says that for now the shutdown will continue. He joins us tonight. Governor, we really appreciate your coming on tonight. Thank you very much. I know you've got
Thanks for having me, Tucker, to
deal with. And I want to say at the outset that I mean this sincerely, I always presume good faith in the decisions that our leaders are making right now, because I know it's complex, especially for you, the most dense state in the country, second highest death toll. But there's a couple things that I find confusing, and I'd love to hear them explained. The first is the rationale for the lockdown. Now, you said early on the point was, and most governors said this, was to flatten the curve, to spread out the infection so our healthcare system didn't collapse. It didn't collapse. It came close, but it didn't. Now, today in your press conference, you gave a different rationale for the lockdown, and you said that you can't foresee normal gatherings continuing, I think it's a quote, until essentially there are no more cases. Why the change?
Again, it's good to be on with you. We believe completely that we don't get an economic recovery unless we've got a complete or near complete healthcare recovery. So flattening that curve reduces the amount of hospitalizations, reduces the amount of intensive care beds, ventilators, healthcare workers needed, et cetera. And so you want to get the line to cross between that and your capacity. If we had let this go, we think 3+ million New Jerseyans would have been infected. The number, thank God, is going to be a lot less than that, Tucker, but we're still not out of the woods yet. My comments today were directed at things like high school graduations, religious gatherings that folks had asked me about for June. And I can't say with confidence. I think April, the next couple of weeks, is going to be our toughest period. May, I hope, please God, assuming folks stay home, will be a little bit better. I can't predict with certainty into the summer. So my rationale is the same. I just got to make sure that I'm being straight with people about the timing and, frankly, what we don't know yet.
But the standard that we're not going to have these large gatherings, including, as you said, religious services or NFL games, which you have in your state, until we're basically at zero new infections, that's not a standard that we apply to any other infectious diseases, including diseases that kill, you know, as many people as this is projected to kill. So why the different standard in this case?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a different standard, and maybe it's the way I said it today, but here is the reality. You get that economic recovery, that responsible reopening after you've cracked the back of this. I don't think any of us can expect that we can get this to zero, particularly in the absence of a vaccine, and it sounds like that's a year and a half away.
Got to have a vaccine. Got to have a vaccine. Everything's a vaccine.
But I do think, and I did say this today, and we believe this strongly, that we need a much broader testing regime. And that will give us confidence if we can quickly test folks. Rutgers University, our state university.
Got to have testing. Got to have testing. Vaccine testing.
By the way, started this week with the saliva test, which they think could be scaled up dramatically. That would give us an enormous amount of confidence to be able to say, you know what, we could get back on our feet again, and we can highlight where there might be a burgeoning hotspot, have contact tracing in place, and keep a lid on this,
right,
and at the same time, let us get back on our feet.
That'll be hugely important, I think, for every state. Once you get large randomized tests in the state of New Jersey, what do you expect the death rate will turn out to be from this disease?
Boy, I don't know, Tucker. I based on everything we've seen, it is meaningfully higher than the year-in and year-out influenza. Of course, influenza, there are vaccines for that. I get a flu shot every year, and please God, we have a shot soon for this as well. I don't have a specific answer other than it appears to be higher. And part of the reason is we know the folks who have passed, and there have been far too many in our state, over 3,000 blessed souls, as you said.
Right.
The denominator is the tough thing to get our arms around right now, and that's in the absence of the universal testing that we desperately need.
That's right. So you just compared it to the annual influenza. So there is a vaccine typically for that. The new IHME numbers, University of Washington model that I think most of our leaders have been referring to, suggests about 60,000 deaths nationwide by August 4th. That would be fewer than what the annual influenza caused a couple of...
Shocking. That would be fewer. Really? Yeah. Fewer than the influenza. That's what we have. Fewer than that. Yet, you know, we got this guy worried about, and a lot fewer, by the way, than influenza. And we don't know if the influenza is taking a lot of these. There's no autopsies. This is medicine by swag. Stupid, wild-ass guess. That's what this is. And, of course, it's also stupid, wild-ass guessing on the governor's part. He's clueless.
A couple of years ago with a vaccine. So does that shake your faith at all in the utility of a vaccine for this disease? Maybe it's not the final answer.
Yeah, it doesn't shake my faith in either the vaccine, which all experts think is at least a year or a year and a half away. It does tell me that if the death tolls are around the numbers that you've just referred to, Tucker, that all of the actions we're taking are making a difference. I really believe that with all my heart. The fact that we're staying at home, staying away from each other, is flattening the curve, is leading eventually. We've got too many lost souls. Believe me, every one of them is a precious life. But the fact that it may be lower than we had expected means that it's working.
Let me ask you about the specific measures you just referred to. Now, large gatherings are banned. But liquor stores are deemed an essential service. On the basis of what scientific evidence did you decide that?
Oh, no.
Couple of things. One is there are liquor stores in our state that actually have a little bit too many backroom gatherings. So we had a little bit of a challenge. We had to remind folks that liquor stores may be opening, but to your point, gatherings are not allowed. We relied on a whole lot of reasonable input from recovery coaches, addiction coaches, and they cautioned us if we were to shutter those stores down, we'd have unintended mental health and addiction prices to pay, unintended consequences. And so far, that's the route we've taken, and my guess is we'll continue to take that route.
So, but you have closed church services and synagogue services and arrested people for attempting to attend them.
Okay. We'll come back and listen to the rest of this one. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house.
ROM Solar can do just that.
It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar. Okay, we're listening to Tucker Carlson interview Phil Murphy, the governor of New Jersey. Keep in mind, New Jersey, New York, Illinois, California. Uh-oh, where am I going now? Oh, Oregon, Washington. Just a few of the states that are going to form an economic federation, right, to react to Donald Trump's information about what's going on with the rebuilding of the economy.
Right.
Right. Okay, so this guy, and again, we can't substantiate the number of deaths they have. Nobody can in this whole farce. Now, remember, they had to do something because just a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about, and we brought this out on this radio show, there is a birth rate and there is a death rate. That's just kind of, when you talk about genetics, when you talk about human reproduction patterns, it's birth rate and death rate. And by the way, we had said, when this is all over, guess where the birth rate is going to be around December and January? Shockingly high. I mean, right now, you know the number one thing that's clogging sewer outlet, the sewer system? And when you have the pump plants and all this other stuff to take care of the sewers, the sewage? Guess what the number one thing is that's clogging a lot of those things? It's prophylactics. It's rubbers, condoms. It's clogging up the works, if you will. And also, of course, socks and towels and things like that, because when people run out of toilet paper. It's just a little sewer talk there, right? That's what's going on. But, now having said that, this guy, oh no, we're going to arrest you if you go outside. We're going to arrest you if you're sitting at the beach. Because I am a Nazi. That's what this guy is. That's what this is. You got to call it up for what it is. We've got a disease. We have to take care of ourselves. It's all under the guise of a disease. So now what we have is we have we have Governor Murphy here. Trying to justify to Tucker Carlson why they have allowed liquor stores to be open, but not church services on Sunday. You can't gather. So First Amendment right, the first thing, is freedom of religion. He's taken that away from you. And, of course, we're all supposed to follow the lead of this New Jersey dictator Nazi, right? I don't think so.
So, but you have closed church services and synagogue services and arrested people for attempting to attend them. Did anyone say that maybe practicing your faith might be important to someone's mental health?
Listen, I think we've had a very good common ground with faith leaders of literally every faith who understand this. And by the way, whether it's a liquor store,
who understand that when I take my gun out and put it to your head and tell you not to have a church service, you understand that, right, faith leaders? Isn't that right? Because that's what he's doing when he arrests you when you go to church.
A pharmacy, a supermarket, we expect folks to distance themselves from each other, to wear face coverings, etc. There's an enormous amount of faith going on virtually right now. A lot of
the faith is going on. We're not stopping that. We're not stopping the faith. Oh, no, 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 no. In East Germany, they didn't stop the faith. Oh, no.
But you couldn't go to church because they'd execute you if you did.
Oh, I'm serious. That's the way it was in East Germany. If you wanted to go to church and you went to church and you showed up, you were marched right out and shot. What's the difference with Phil Murphy and the Stasi, the Nazis? Nothing. Of course, then they cremated you and they sent your remains in a box to your family. That's the way they did it.
Practicing going on, and we care deeply about both physical health and mental health.
Oh, sure. That's why the liquor stores are open. Churches are not, because, you know, alcohol is more powerful than the Lord.
Of course, but I just, and I don't want to be too persistent on this, but I think it's important. On what scientific basis did you decide that sitting in a church was much more dangerous than buying liquor in a liquor store? And why is buying liquor more important for the social fabric? I'm just trying to think. You're not the only governor who's done this, and I don't mean to pick on you, but I don't understand the reasoning. I don't want to think it had anything to do with tax revenues.
No, it does not have anything to do with tax revenues. Our revenues are so blown up, that would be a rounding error, trust me. This is not either or. It can be and both. I've spoken to Cardinal Tobin, to the leaders of the Jewish community, of the Muslim community. People are at peace where we have come out.
He hasn't spoken to the Protestant community.
No one's happy. Everyone wants to get back to what they think of as the norm, and who could blame them? I want to do that as well. But I don't think these are one versus the other. I think you can have both of these realities at the same time, and that's what we have in New Jersey right now.
Both of these realities. Boy, that talk about newspeak. That's right out of Orwell.
So why, back a couple of weeks ago, you closed state parks and people have been arrested for using them. A man was arrested for sitting alone on the beach. Tell me why that poses a danger. And again, on what scientific basis did you make that decision?
Yeah, so Tucker, we were coming into both warm weather and big religious seasons. It was Passover first, then Easter. We've got Ramadan coming up shortly. And certain of the counties were beginning to close their parks. And the concern was that the folks who couldn't go to their normal park would go to another park, another county or a state park. And it wasn't just a gut feel. We then surveilled the state up and down the state on that first weekend of April when we had some good weather in New Jersey. And in fact, that was just what we saw. Lots of people congregating, lots of out-of-state license plates. So it was a step, trust me, I took no joy in taking that step, but it's one that we felt we had to take. And as I mentioned to a bunch of legislators today, it's not a life sentence.
Okay, but on what basis? What scientific? Because I'm just trying to get to the science here, because I assume all of us are following the lead of epidemiologists. Arresting someone for sitting alone on the beach, tell me how that arrests the spread of the coronavirus from an epidemiological point of view.
Well, of course it doesn't. That is the whole point, is it does not do that.
Point of view.
Yeah, I wasn't referring to that. I actually don't have the specifics as to why that happened. I meant congregation at state and county parks, of which there was an enormous amount
when the
weather got warm. The fact that folks weren't, it's not that they couldn't be in the park and jogging by themselves or walking on their own and keeping distance. They weren't. And there were a lot of out-of-state license plates in the parking lot, and we've got some of the nicest parks in the Northeast, if not the country. Again, it brings me no joy, but we felt that was the right decision to make.
Huh. So you made that decision, and as I noted before, 15 congregants at a synagogue in New Jersey were arrested and charged for being in a synagogue together. Now, the Bill of Rights, as you well know, protects Americans' right, enshrines their right to practice their religion as they see fit, and to congregate together, to assemble peacefully. By what authority did you nullify the Bill of Rights in issuing this order? How do you have the power to do that?
That's above my pay grade, Tucker. So I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights, but he took an oath of office, didn't he? You just heard him admit that I don't care about the Bill of Rights. I don't care about my oath of office. I am a dictator. That's the admission of Mr. Murphy. Phil Murphy. That's the admission. And you know what? If you go to Cuomo, he'll admit it. If you go to Pritzker, he'll admit it. Sisolak, he'll admit it. Brown, she'll admit it. And, of course, Gavin Newsom, oh, yeah, he'll sing it to you. Absolutely sing it to you. The Nazi comes out in Phil Murphy.
We went to first of all, we looked at the data the science, and it says people have to stay away from each other. That's the best thing we could do to break the back of the curve of this virus that leads to lower hospitalizations and ultimately...
Okay, one of our listeners, and we have really good listeners, and I really appreciate it. We'll get some of you on the phone. But brings to the... This is the salient point. We talked about this at the beginning. Where are all the funerals? Because if you have funerals, you have people gathered, don't you? The comment is, if 3,000 New Jersey residents really died from the virus, did Governor Murphy arrest their families at the funerals? Where are the funerals? It's another Nazi ruse by Mr. Murphy. You see, we have the shifting going on from, you know, just mild communists to full-on Nazis with our governors. And they're aiming to take this federation and break up this country. That's their goal. It's certainly the goal of Governor Newsom in California. And don't we know that here, out here with New California? Absolutely. That's the mindset. That's the goal. Tucker did a really good job here of sussing out the Nazi.
And I'm not contesting that, though. I think I do think there's a debate. This is a rolling conversation because we're learning new things every day, and nothing is settled at this point.
Understood.
But I do want, since you are an elected official, a leader in the government, an executive, how do you have the authority to order something that so clearly contravenes the Bill of Rights of the United States, the U.S. Constitution? Where do you get the authority to do that?
Well, here's the thing. We know we need to stay away from each other, number one. Number two, we do have broad authority within the state. And number three, we would never do that without coordinating, discussing, and hashing it out with the leaders, the variety of the leaders of the faiths in New Jersey.
So if you put a gun to the leaders of the faith-based groups in New Jersey, if you put a gun to their heads... Well, what do you do?
We are among, if not the most.
I'm sure that you talk to every rabbi and priest, but there's a deeper question here, and I'm just going to ask you one last time because I think it's important. I'm sure you've thought about this. You can't just, as the governor of a state, tell people who they can talk to, when and where, because the Constitution of the United States, upon which all of this is based, prohibits you from doing that. So you clearly decided that you could do it. Did you consult an attorney about this? Because this is a legal question as well as a medical one, isn't it?
I don't go to the men's room without consulting an attorney, so I
that may be his problem too. He goes to the men's room. Maybe he's going to the wrong room. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We got a lot of things going on. Like we said, please visit our website, a21r.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.